This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Greetings, super friends. My name is Sonia Simone, and these are the confessions of a pink-haired marketer. For those who don't know me yet, I'm a co-founder and the chief content officer for Rainmaker Digital, and I'm also a champion of running your business and your life according to your own rules. As long as you don't lie and you don't hurt people, this podcast is your official pink permission slip to run your business or your career exactly the way you think you should. And I am here with my friend JB, who is awesome. JB, how are you doing today?
I am doing fantastic. I'm so glad to be here.
Very
love
good.
Pink hair, by the way. I love pink hair.
JB Glossinger is the founder and chief enthusiasm officer for a really cool site called morningcoach.com. And he's also a member of one of my mastermind groups. And he is just one of those people who has a real talent for cutting through nonsense and getting to what matters. Before we get started, do you want to talk a little bit about kind of Morning Coach and what it is and what you do and how it helps people?
Yeah, sure. It's my baby, for obvious reasons. I love it. And I started Morning Coach because I was looking for a place to get some positivity in the morning and something a little different than the morning drive back when I was commuting to work. And I really couldn't find anything. And so I started recording myself and just kind of recording some ideas and thoughts that I had and listening to that again. And it turned out to work, and everybody wanted to know what I was doing. So I said, I'm just kind of listening to myself, which is really funny with my friends in the beginning. They're like, you're insane. But a couple of people started listening, work for them. And next thing you know, we put it out as a podcast back in the day, and it rose to top 25 in the world. My claim to fame, we beat Oprah and Ellen, which was great. So it was a lot of fun. And, we've been able to impact thousands of listeners around the world. But basically, it's a morning message. And now I've built a complete online education system for life, a little bit different than what's out there.
Yeah, cool. And we'll give you guys links to all that in the show notes because it's very cool. So we're going to get heavy for a short time, and then we're going to get positive. So anybody who's feeling the heaviness in the next couple of minutes, but I did want to keep it real with this. And, you know, JB had an event in his life. It touched a lot of people's lives. Somebody that he knew was sort of in some situations and handled it in a really horrible way. Do you want to do the 2-minute recap of that just to let people know where we're coming from so people understand, how important this is?
Yeah, I have no problem with that. Brian was a good friend of mine. He was in a mastermind group that I was in a small group of about, I think we had about 25, 30 people in there. And I got to know Brian in a group, just to preface this so everybody can kind of know the story here of what's going on. This is a gentleman that built a company very impressively called AllNurses.com, had 900,000 members in his website, which is pretty impressive. And had built it up to a few million dollars in annual revenue, and things seemed to be going really good for him. And all of a sudden, he had a turn. It was probably about a year ago, Google changes the algorithm, so a lot of people that are dependent on Google or dependent on other people, it gets tough sometimes when they change something. And his revenue started to decrease, and then he had a lawsuit hit him. Something to do with his community. They had posted something that, wasn't appropriate, or somebody had, and he didn't take it down. And so a company sued him, and he was losing ground in that legal battle. And Sony, as you know, a lot of times that's just billable hours that kills you. It just builds up, And I had spoken to Brian a few months ago, and Brian had told me, hey, finance is a little tight. And I said, well, let's put a product together because that's kind of what I'm good at. And, you got 900,000 people there. Money is not an issue. There's never a money issue. It's always just an idea issue. That's what I've always believed. And, he got a little over his head. He bought a Saturn. He bought a brand new, this huge, 8-garage house, and supposedly they were, losing it now because of the Google algorithm and the lawsuit. And I got a call about 2 months later, after the last time I had spoken with Brian, and, the call said, hey, Brian's gone. And I said, well, what happened? And the person said, you're not going to believe this. Not only has Brian, has left us, but he also killed his 13-year-old and 14-year-old, I may be off by a year there, daughter, okay, and 17-year-old son and his wife, and then put the gun in his mouth and killed himself. So that is very distressing in itself. I'm still, Sonia, having a hard time dealing with that.
Yeah.
I can deal with him leaving, but to take his family out, I have a real issue with that. Yes, there's some mental health issues there, but he bought the gun 2 days before. There's a lot of premeditated stuff here. So I'm having a hard time dealing with that between me and you.
Yeah.
But, you know, knowing Brian, you know, he kind of tricked us and maybe had obviously had mental health issues to do this thing. But, you know, he got so wrapped up in trying to be somebody. And when it all started to crumble around him, you know, this happened. And it just, yeah. I've seen it happen over and over again, maybe not to this extent, but just to where people are trying to show everybody that I am so successful when all that stuff doesn't mean anything. And it's just a tragedy that this happened. And I'm angry and I'm sad and hurt all at the same time.
Yeah. No, it's so shocking. But I think, you know, you released a Periscope about it that was really raw. It was really touching. And I think that the reason we're talking about it at all is not because of this one tragedy that is unthinkable, but because there's something under here that is more commonly shared, that we have an issue that causing a lot of people pain, and it doesn't need to be there. You know, there's a lot of pain that does not need to be there.
100%. And you know, that's one of my missions. I know no other way to be raw. I mean, I just don't have any other way to put it out there. And there's so many people that are struggling because they have to have so many people on their list,
right,
or they have to make so much money, or if their business doesn't succeed, or if it doesn't grow. And I'm just so sick of it. I mean, it's amazing to me. I mean, I got a beautiful business. We got members all over the world, and things are going pretty good. But then there's external pressure to grow, grow, grow. And I'm like, what do I need to grow for? What do I need? 2 more bedrooms in my house? What do I need? A nicer car? What, you know, what does that really bring you? And I had to have this conversation with one of my guys that works for me. You know, his wife was going back to school so that she could become a physical therapist, which I thought was cool. But when we looked at it, that's like 6 years of school, huge student loan debt. And I'm like, what, you know, you're making good money. You got a great house. What is an extra $30,000, $40,000, even $60,000 going to bring after all that sacrifice and debt and everything else? What, are you going to add 3 bedrooms to your house? What really does that bring to your life? And the truth is, she wants to spend time with her son, her new son. And by the time she gets her degree, by the time she gets in there, she's probably not even going to want to work at that job anyways for the $60,000 or $70,000 a year it's going to bring. So it's challenging.
It is. It is. And I, you and I talked a little bit about this, just kind of, you know, in Facebook messages and privately, but you know, you have a business that's primarily an online business, and I have a business that's primarily an online business, and Brian had a business that was primarily online. And we know all kinds of people in this space. In online businesses, we kind of make something out of nothing. You know, it's kind of amazing. It's like we don't have any real physical stuff to make things out of, and we put things together, and then all of a sudden there's this business here. Which is amazing, right? It's really cool. I mean, you can make something out of nothing. It's kind of magic. But do you think that there's a flip side of that where we start to just lose touch with what's real, you know, and think that numbers are reality or list size is, you know, more important than the person sitting across the table from us? I mean, do you get that sense?
I 100% do. And a big change that I've made with what we're teaching and working with people is a move from the transactional model mm-hmm. to the more relationship model. Because, you know, I see it happening over and over again. Yeah, there's people that can make the transactional model work, meaning they don't care about the people. They're just cranking numbers and things are working. But I see more people, specifically in online, that are failing because they're trying to make their model transactional instead of really caring about people and making a relationship model. You know, they're hammering Twitter, they're hammering Facebook, all these links and landing page. We all hear it. Let's build the list, get more people. But at the end of the day, it's really, you know, at least my business has always been a relationship model. Yeah, I get a little bit of transactional, but I've moved away from that so much because the transactional model fails quickly. And see, Brian's business, I mean, you know, you're dealing with Google, you know, a Google algorithm that's paying this percentage based on a transactional amount that's coming, where I was trying to tell Brian, look, let's change that to a relationship model. Let's build relationship with these 900,000 people and give them something they need. So I agree. I think there's a huge issue with a lot of people coming into the online market space thinking it's going to be a transactional business, that they're just going to work in a cold marketplace and they don't want to get to know their people. Yeah. When that's the opposite of what needs to occur to create a long-term stable business.
Yeah, there's also, I think that, you know, in last, my podcast that I recorded for last week, I talked a little bit about status, you know, and I actually think it's very normal to seek status. We all seek status. We all want to be, you know, popular or successful or whatever, however we define it. You know, everybody wants that. And I don't think it's bad to want it, but we get into these races that are not winnable. Or the Facebook, you know, everybody looks great on Facebook, right? Everybody looks successful on Facebook. You know, it's like your business and your numbers and your this and your that and your, again, you know, your 8-garage house, right? And it's like, I look successful. And it doesn't mean anything. I mean,
100%,
the picture
it means
doesn't
nothing.
Mean anything.
It doesn't mean nothing. You know, I talk about it on the golf course, like when I'm in a golf tournament, it's like nobody even remember this tomorrow. Like in that moment, it seems like the most important thing in the world. Like I got to make this putt. Oh my gosh, it's a chance to win the tournament. But you know what? Tomorrow, nobody will remember it. And that's what I see a lot of people living their life like. They're just so caught up in trying to become famous, right? Or there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's a need. I think one of our number one needs is to be appreciated.
Right.
Nobody wants to be dumped, right? Nobody wants to be rejected. There's nothing worse than calling up a person you want to date, right? And they say no, and you're just like crushed, right? I can't think of hardly anything worse than that. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of things, but you know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to be rejected. And I think when we put a business out there and you face that rejection, then what you want to do is you want to get cold. You want to just make it transactional because nobody wants to face that. So all of a sudden you start to have some success and you're like, hey, look at me, look at me. And all of a sudden something changes in the market, which as we know does every month,
right,
you know?
Right, yeah.
Then you're attaching your personality to that, your core being, your belief, your value. But that's not what your value is. It's so much more than that online persona or whatever you're putting out there.
Yeah. And I think that a lot of the mythology of online business is that it's, you know, it's just an up, right? The curve just goes up. And you know, an online business is like any other business. I mean, you have ebb and flow and you have things that happen and things that affect you. Obviously, you try not to get crazy dependent on Google. I mean, never, ever get dependent on Google, Facebook, Apple, because these companies don't care. You know, it's not their job to care about your business. You use those as tools, but as soon as you start to depend on that, and that's your whole, never mind your whole livelihood, but then your whole identity, you're going to have some real tough days.
I think that's what, you know, what Brian was facing. I mean, that was his whole identity. And I think, you know, if you're truly authentic, and that's really where we're going, and I believe that's more important than anything. If you can truly find self-love, and I know that could be, you know, go in the gray area, oh, we're being woo-woo here. No, if you can truly be happy with yourself, with what you're doing day in and day out, the rest of that periphery stuff is just noise. And it's fun noise. I mean, you can make it competitive and have fun with it. But when you become so consumed with it, you know, it's scary because when the house of cards falls, and I'm going to tell you, I'm a positive guy, but the house of cards will fall.
Yes.
It does for every business. At
every
some
time.
Point, yeah, every single business I've ever been associated with is something happens, you know. And when that happens, if everything you have is in that and that's all you've got, you're not going to survive it. It's going to be a nasty situation. And, you know, a lot of bad things are going to happen. And it doesn't need to be that way. That's the most important thing. It doesn't need to be that way.
Yeah, you said something in the Periscope I thought was really kind of beautiful. You said you're never going to make it. You've already made it. And I thought that was so intense because, you know, we do. I think we confuse the game with reality. It is a game, especially online, you know, and we play the game and we're trying to get the high score, you know, and then we get a high score. Well, what happens when you're playing a game and you get a high score? You immediately need to beat the high score, right? I think if you're looking at it as a game, that's probably fine. But as soon as you start thinking, well, that's real life, that's what really matters, you got to realize, you know, you're not going to be able to keep beating your high score and you're going to have, you're going to, it's, as you just said, you know, the bottom's going to fall out of it at some point. Now, I don't mean everybody's business is going to fail, but everybody's business is going to go through some pretty serious storms, you know, that are going to be tough, and you might make it and you might not make it. And I think that just doesn't get said enough. But also, you know, when you said you've already made it, it's not the high score, you know, it comes from other things.
No, and just like my personal experience, you know, sitting at home, you know, hating my life, driving to a job that I hated, you know, drinking from Friday to Sunday to escape, even though it was, you know, I was making decent money, it still was a life that I was just extremely miserable in. And having a dream, you know, looking at my desk and seeing a book by Wayne Dyer, you know, rest in peace, Wayne, we lost him recently too, and saying, wow, you know, somebody needs to do this, you know, something every day to keep people positive, and had this dream and put it out there and have it fail, which I did. I put a book out, nobody bought it, and it failed. I lost my house, and I don't want to make this a hero's journey story, but that was the truth. And it was just one of some of the darkest days of my life. My wife stayed with me. I don't know why, but she did. I failed and failed and failed. But then a little bit of, you know, hope worked, and the business started to grow. That was 9 years ago. Okay. So here we are, you know, 9 years, almost 10 years later, and I got bigger problems. The business is great. I do what I want. I play a lot of golf. I'm living life that's amazing. And I still find myself getting miserable sometimes, where I'm like, oh my gosh, if this just could be bigger, if I could just bring a few more members in, if this would just, I can't, you know, and it's, I got to sit myself down and say, what are you an idiot? I mean, what is wrong with you? Look at where you have come. Look at what you've accomplished. Yeah. And here you are in misery. I mean, literally, this on you, misery. I'm miserable, depressed, angry, frustrated that things aren't growing faster to the point where the people around me, and I'm Mr. Positive, right? So we all do it. It's like, what is wrong? I mean, it's like, look where you have come from, and just to be alive and to be have the ability to use these systems and, you know, be the technology that's getting better and better for us to even do this interview. It's like, you got to find gratitude in the small things at some point, or you're going to live a life of frustration and anger.
Yeah. I want to get some ideas rolling for people because, you know, so this is a podcast where I want people to make something cool, you know, whether they're in an organization, or, you know, we could call it a day job, and they want to make that place a cool place, or they want to make a business, or a nonprofit, or a side project. I always am encouraging people, go make something cool. But I would love for you and I to maybe help out with a few, I don't know, grounding kinds of strategies people can use, so that as you move forward through the thing that you're working on, you can, you know, you're going to get into this misery trap. I think that that's probably inevitable, but you can get out of it more quickly. You can see it for what it is and say, oh, yep, I'm in the crazy trap again. I'm going to step out of that. Do you have any kind of strategies that you use in your life, that you teach, that help people stay grounded in what matters and not get so caught up in the high score video game?
Yeah, one of the things that I've been doing recently that's been big for me is surrendering to life and taking on my assignment. And what I mean by that is, like on Morning Coach, we're adding these new life lesson tracks that came to me, you know, online entrepreneur, right? Always creating. And it's like, I came up with these 12-week courses. I'm doing 14 of them. It's really intense. It's like insane. But I'm adding it to Morning Coach because I want to do it. And it just adds a lot of value. But where it came from was this, is that, you know, I can do a really easy podcast every day and make good money and not really have to do anything else. But what I've done is I've surrendered to my assignment. And what I mean by that is, you know, my assignment is to go out there and produce the best content that I possibly can and help as many people as I possibly can. And so that is my focus. And if I'm not doing that every single day, then there's an issue. So what I've done is I've surrendered to it. Now, this is what's important. I've surrendered to it saying, this is my assignment. It's come to me. I see it. I feel it. And I think we all feel that in business sometimes. Now it's time to work. Mm-hmm. And so much put everything that I've got into it and then let whatever you believe in, God, the universe, whatever, allow it to work out. And I can't tell you, Sonia, how much that has changed my life. So instead of saying, okay, I'm going to launch this because I'm going to make X dollars and sell it to this many people, it's been like, okay, here's the idea. That's my assignment. That was given to me by the greater good or whatever you believe in. So let's surrender to it and let's do it the best that I possibly can. And that involves work, okay? And I know that a lot of people don't want to hear that, but It's awesome. I got to tell you, the energy that I'm able to put into things, because that's the focus and drive, it's so rewarding because the results from that are always just outstanding. And so I believe that people have to surrender. It doesn't mean give up, but surrender to the assignment that you've been given, whatever that is. It may be something you don't like. It might be a job that you have to go to every day. It may be an online business that you're building, but surrender to it and then give it the best that you possibly can. And I'm telling you that nothing but good can come from that.
I love that. Yeah. That's good, because of course, you know, especially in an environment where lots of people are teaching us to build business and to build business online specifically, of course, you know, good marketing is all about the outcomes, and you're going to have this shiny outcome, and you're going to have this shiny, you know, house, car, et cetera, which we actually really try not to do in our marketing. we're always chasing people away. Look, this is going to be work. This is not, you know, a business in a can. It's not like add water makes its own sauce. It doesn't work that way. But yeah, the work has to matter, I think. The work itself has to matter. It has to matter to you, and then it has to matter to who you serve. And so that's always, you know, that's always something I think you can ground yourself in.
It's important. I mean, I see all these people out there trying to do podcasting now. It's like the flavor of the day. And Everybody's trying to do this interview model. And people are interviewing. And, you know, me and you have been at this a long time, you know, right? And I just see people chasing the next thing. And they don't realize, you know, even the interview model is so much work, because you got to find the people. You got to get people together. And that's not – we haven't even started talking about the monetization pathway. You know, it's like, how are you going to monetize that sucker? And there's very few people doing it. And without passion, without drive, without a reason to get up and do it every day, you're going to stop doing it. So if it's something you want to do, like you're surrendering to it, well, make sure it's something that you really, really believe in, because that's where the success will come from. If not, it's going to burn out. You're going to burn out at some time.
Yeah, I agree. This has been good. I want to give people enough information that they can like act on it and move forward and not overwhelm them too much. Maybe I would like to close this by just talking about, you seem like you have your head on very straight about stuff. You're not afraid of toys and fun, and you're not so like some ascetic Zen monk minimalist who has, you know, 7 possessions and 2 of those are your shoes. I mean, you have stuff and you like it, but you don't seem ruled by your stuff. Do you have something that you can kind of give people to help them put the stuff in the right place? Because pleasure is good. Pleasure is nice. There's nothing wrong with feeling good, but it can be a trap if you let it.
No, I think you got to, you know, it comes down to basics. You know, it's funny because you will never find me in a muumuu, right? Not putting a moo-moo on Sonia, but no, I think it comes down to basics. You got to understand your nut balance, which is your quality of life. And basically what I like to tell people is, look, I call it intelligent life design. Get your quality of life in a place where, you know, if you look at it from 3,000 to 5,000 up to 10,000, depending on what you're, you know, if you got a house, it's $3,500 a month, a couple cars, food and everything, let's say $10,000 a month. The focus is to build a residual passive income base to cover that $10,000 a month, so you have freedom. And then you can spend as much money as you want outside of that. But the key is to get that built. And anybody can do that in today's world if they're passionate about what it is they're after, and they start to go learn and get some education from people like you on how to build a business. It's there. And really, if you pare your lifestyle down, the research we've found that even 3 to 5, some single people, even $3,000, they can, you know, a month.
Absolutely.
They can be free.
Absolutely.
So I think that the first step, just to put it in a very practical standpoint, is to get a spreadsheet and understand where your inflows and outflows are. I use a spreadsheet. I don't even use like ACT and Quick and all that stuff. I got a controller for my business now, but I like a spreadsheet. And I look at it at the beginning of the month and go, okay, this much money's coming in, this much money's coming out. You know, am I on path? What's the residual amount coming in and what's the passive amount? And is that taking care of my lifestyle? Once that's taken care of, you can buy your Tesla, you can go, you know, join the country club, you can play golf every day, whatever. But until that's taken care of, you got to really start focusing on structuring that out. And I think the world would be a much better place if everybody would take that attitude instead of just saying, I want to buy. No, let's get a structure in place and understand that residual passive income point and set up your lifestyle around that. And you know what? It's okay to have the 3-bedroom or 2-bedroom apartment until you get to the point where you can upsize a little bit because you're going to have freedom. And I believe that's what everybody really wants is choices and freedom. The fame, that can all come later. Get to yourself to a place where you can have freedom and choices, and then life's just amazing.
Yeah, I agree. Super good stuff. Well, thank you. Thank you for joining us. I know, you're, as people can probably tell, you're kind of a passionate guy about helping people be happier and just live, you know, just with a higher quality of life, but I really appreciate it. And you can find JB's stuff. Is morningcoach.com kind of the best place to get started?
Yeah, Morning Coach is the baby. Yeah, that's, yeah. You can always find me there. Google it. I'm around.
All right. It's really awesome. Thank you so much. Really good talking with you. Thank you guys for listening. I hope this was valuable. I hope you were able to, you know, kind of pull some things that you can put into practice right away. If, as you guys know, star review or a review on iTunes, super beneficial to me. And I want to give a big thank you hug to everybody who has done that for me. That is so beneficial. I appreciate it. You can also drop by and leave a comment, leave a question at pinkhairedmarketer.fm or just go to rainmaker.fm and find all of our podcasts. It's a ton of cool stuff there for you to help you be more successful and get your project moving and successful. So, JB, thanks. Always lovely to talk to you.
It's awesome to be here.
All right. Take care.